This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, May 1st. Well, under the surface, our stocks are looking pretty good here. A lot of them are going to announce their earnings this week. So they've firmed up. Even the ones that were weak last week have largely firmed up. So that's good news. And I'll count on those earnings to drop kick and drive the stocks higher. The economic news that has been announced this week is not very good. The Institute of Supply Management has a manufacturing index that's very good. They said it rose to 47.1 in April, up from March, but the problem is any reading under 50 is a contraction, and the ISM Manufacturing Index has contracted for six straight months. And in fact, of the 16 industries they survey, 11 contracted in April. So there are some signs of improvement, but it's not enough to make it grow. And then you can just see out there, like in the automotive industry, there's just a glut of vehicles everywhere. And even the EVs, there's a glut. For example, there's over 5,700 Volkswagen ID.4s for sale, brand new. Almost 5,200 Ioniq 5s, that's a Hyundai, for sale. Very popular. Almost 4,300 Mercedes EQSs for sale. Almost 3,300 Ford Mach-Es for sale. I can go on here, but a whole bunch of Audis for sale, EVs. In fact, Audi's now offering 0.99% financing to move its glut of EVs. The number of used Teslas for sale is in the thousands. So, wow. What can I say? People like to finance things, and rates are high. And unless they get a low rate, they're not buying, okay? And even if the they get low rates, they might not like the high prices. So we'll see what's going on. But this is part of the problem in the economy right now. Consumers don't want to buy big-ticket items. And that's Tesla's complained about it, and Enphase Energy's complained about it. We do have to cheer everybody up. So I'm hoping that when the Fed meets on Tuesday and Wednesday, that on Wednesday the FOMC statement's very dovish. You know, the consensus is the Fed's going to raise rates 25 basis points, even though we had the whole First Republic Bank mess. It's now part of J.P. Morgan. FDIC took it over. Despite all these banking stresses that an inverted yield curve causes, the Fed seems hell-bent on raising rates, even though they're above market rates. So I personally think that they shouldn't raise rates, but they probably are. But we'll get a dovish FOMC statement. Hopefully the market rallies off of that. We're going to have a payroll report on Friday. That'll be interesting because new claims for unemployment are at a 16-month high right now. These are the continuing claims. So you can try to say the job market's healthy, but there's some signs of stress out there. So the bottom line is it's every stock for itself. The stocks that report the best earnings are going to be doing the best. Now, the media loves to glorify the tech stocks, and lately they're saying there's seven tech stocks that are hogging all the S&P 500's returns, and that's true, by the way. And the strongest one is Meta Platforms, Facebook. And, you know, they don't really have a lot of sales growth, but they've had a lot of layoffs. So I don't expect Meta to continue the lead. I'm glad they're doing better. That stock's been propelled by short covering. Apple's going to announce later this week, although the forecast sales earnings are not that bright. But, you know, Apple can give good guidance. And then the media never likes to talk about NVIDIA, which I find interesting. So when they cite the leading tech stocks, they never cite NVIDIA, which is clearly the AI leader, benefiting from the ChatGPT buzz and everything like that. So it's going to be interesting, but the market should broaden out here because earnings are getting better. We're 53% through the S&P 500 announcement season. The average earnings surprise is 6.9%. That's higher than normal. So we'll just let the earnings drive us higher and be every stock for itself. Energy prices are going to be a lot higher come Memorial Day weekend due to tight inventory, strong demand. So I think it's getting to be very interesting. Hopefully our Fed will have a dovish FOMC statement on Wednesday, and they will say, that's it, they're done raising rates, and then the market will celebrate that. Very important to note that even though the economy is sputtering, barely growing at 1%, the truth of the matter is the markets tend to rally when they can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So you don't have, they're going to be looking in third and fourth quarter, and hopefully the Fed statement is more upbeat. And of course, a lot of people right now anticipate the Fed's going to be cutting by November. I'm not in that camp, I do find it very interesting that the Fed is going to have to undo what it's just done here sooner than later. So that's it. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. I'll definitely be doing a podcast on Wednesday after the FOMC statement. And so that's going to be a late podcast because that's 2 o'clock Eastern time. So take care, everybody. It's Louie Navalier. And hang in there. Let's just enjoy the earnings this week.